February, we had a discussion with Elizabeth Arias with the NCHS Division of Vital Statistics about life expectancy in the United States during the first half of 2020, right as the pandemic was taking hold. Americans lost a full year of life expectancy during that first part of 2020. Today, we feature the sequel to that conversation, as this week NCHS is releasing full year life expectancy estimates for 2020. Can you tell us if life expectancy dropped more in the second half of 2020 than in the first half?
Yes, it did. Life expectancy declined an additional amount during the second half of 2020. And it did so more for some groups than for other groups. For example, for the Hispanic population, it declined an additional 1.1 years. For the non-Hispanic white population, it declined an additional 0.4 years. And for the non-Hispanic Black population, it declined an additional 0.2 years.
So overall, what was the total decline in life expectancy for 2020?
It was 1.5 years.
So it was another half year of decline from the first half.
That's right.
Were you surprised it didn't drop more than 1.5 years, given how bad the pandemic became near the end of 2020?
No, I was not surprised because the number of excess deaths would have had to be even larger than they were for the decline to have been greater. And in addition, half a year is a substantial amount. It sounds like a small change, but in terms of the way that mortality changes over time, which is rather gradual, and it has been gradual and consistent ever since the 1940s, for example, we have seen an increase, a gradual increase in life expectancy year to year, and of course, a gradual decrease in mortality year to year. So a half a year is substantial. So if we would have added another year of decline, that would have meant that the number of deaths were even greater than what we saw.
Okay, so you mentioned some of the declines among race Hispanic groups. So what about declines among men versus women?
We have seen the gap in life expectancy between men and women decline over the decades. It started out rather large at the beginning of the 20th century, with women having higher mortality and lower life expectancy than men. And that was mainly due to high rates of maternal mortality. And then we saw over time men having higher mortality and women having greater advantage in terms of life expectancy. Over time, we've seen that disparity change, and particularly during the latter part of the 20th century and early part of the 21st century, the main reason for the decline in the gap and the difference between the two has been that life expectancy has been increasing at a faster pace or rate for men. In other words, men have been catching up to women. And what happened in 2020 with the pandemic is that men experienced higher mortality than women did. And so they basically lost some of that they had achieved during the previous decades.
Now, are you planning to release mid-year 2021 estimates like you did with 2020?
That's a good question. And I believe we are. I don't know definitively.
With 200,000 plus deaths from COVID-19 so far in 2021, would we expect to see another drop in life expectancy?
No, actually, I think what we would see a small increase in life expectancy in comparison to what we saw in 2020. In order for us to see another decline in life expectancy, we would have to have a greater number of excess deaths than what we have seen so far. So I would say that we would probably see life expectancy go up, but it won't return to what it was in 2019.
Now, the drop in life expectancy for 2020 was 1.5 years. And yet, way back 100 years ago, plus the Spanish flu pandemic resulted in an 11.8-year decline in 1918. Why the huge difference?
Well, you have to think about the number of deaths during the Spanish influenza. So there were over 600,000 deaths. And also you have to think about the size of the population then. It was a significantly smaller population than what we have today. So, you know, in 2020, we had 385,000 deaths and a population of over 330 million. And back in 1918, you had over 600,000 deaths. And I don't remember the number of the population at the time, but it was a lot smaller than it is. So that translates into much larger death rates and, as a result, a greater decline in life expectancy.
Are there any plans to, down the road, look at vaccination and deaths from COVID or vaccination and life expectancy? Anything planned along those lines?
That would be really interesting. And I don't know if we would have the data for that. I think if the National Health Interview Survey asks that question, if people, you know, were vaccinated or the NHANES, and since we link those surveys to our mortality data, we may be able to look at mortality by vaccination status. But from our data, from vital statistics, in other words, from the death certificate, we would not be able to see that. We would have to have some sort of data that's linked to our mortality data.
Okay. Well, thanks for talking to us again, Elizabeth.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Through the week ending on July 14th, there have been 213,413 COVID-19 deaths recorded on death certificates in the United States during this year. Deaths occurring in nursing homes or other long-term care facilities have declined from 22% of all COVID deaths in 2020 to 13% of the total so far in 2021. 81% of deaths in 2020 were among people age 65 and up. That percentage has dropped slightly in 2021 to less than 77%. Deaths in the 45 to 64 year age group have risen from 16.6% of all deaths in 2020 to over 20% in 2021. Total excess deaths in the U.S. since February 1st, 2020 have topped 663,000, with approximately 80% or more of those deaths due to COVID-19.